प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा
Chant. In the series of Amrit Vela, today's point, there are some children who try to draw Baba's love. They attempt to pull the power of love, but as they continue to battle, time finishes. However, the experience of the Maharati children is that as soon as they sit, they merge. Their love is so powerful. How much powerful? Their love is so powerful that they are able to what? They are able to merge Baba within themselves. The form of the child is then at the stage of being equal to the form of the father. Just as the father is incorporeal, so too the child is incorporeal. As are the qualities of Baba, so are the qualities of the Maharati children. They have become the masters. So the meeting of the Maharati is one in which the soul becomes merged in love, to be completely lost in Baba. To merge means to have the experience of having an equal form. At that moment there is no difference experienced between Baba's form and the forms and qualities of the Maharati children. Even though they still have a corporeal form, yet they are lost in the form of the Sakar instrument, and their form also becomes equal to Baba's form. In the practical way, they remember their own incorporeal form. If the form is the same as Baba's, then the virtues will also be the same. So to meet Baba as a Maharati child means to become merged within Baba, just as rivers flow into the ocean and merge within the ocean. In the same way, all of the Baba's qualities come within the soul. The experience that Brahma had in the corporeal form will also be the experience of the Maharatis. Do you have such an experience? Is there the experience of being merged? To merge within the ocean means to experience one's own complete, perfect stage. You should be able to have greater and greater experience of this, so that though your thoughts, so that through your thoughts you are able to bestow feel blessings on others. Babdada sees the closeness of each child. To be completely close means to be merged. It is particularly at the time of early morning hours of nectar that you will be able to have such powerful experiences. The effect of such experiences will then last throughout the entire day. If there is someone that you find extremely beloved, then you will keep him constantly merged within yourself. So this is the meeting of the Maharatis in the early morning hours. Babdada checks to see the closeness of each one, just as in the temples. the curtains will be parted so that everybody is able to receive a glimpse of the idols. In the same way, the scene in the morning hours of nectar is that of the first meeting. So Baba is saying, just as rivers flow and they become one with ocean, they come from all different directions, and when they merge in ocean, they no more even remain as river. The river loses the identity. The river has a source. The river has got two shores. The river has got the bed. The river has got the water. But when the river mingles into the ocean, everything is lost. The individual identity is lost. In the similar manner, when we, the soul, the children, we have such powerful meeting with God, the individual identity, the individual egos, everything is gone and we become one great ocean. So this experience, and this is the love of God, when we get lost in His love, when we are merged in His love, then whatever is His becomes ours. This identity is lost. His virtues become our virtues. His qualities become our qualities. We become like Him, as we saw yesterday. My Father and I are one. So, this feeling of oneness, this feeling of unity, this feeling of non-dualism, this feeling of monism, this feeling of getting fused, combined, lost, merged, submerged, joined. This feeling of unity is one of the most powerful experiences in the realm of spirituality. So Baba says, when you have such meeting, then the effect of such experience will last throughout the day. When the soul is filled with supernal, supernatural, super sensuous bliss in the morning hours, then no sensual happiness will pull the soul. When the soul is filled with ecstatic pleasure, rapture, the divine love, the love of human being will not pull it. Otherwise, there will always be pull. The very thirst of the soul is for happiness. If the soul doesn't derive happiness from the super sensuous experience, below is the world of body. Bodily pleasure, sense gratification, sensual pleasure. All the sensual pleasure will pull the soul. The soul will be ripped apart. Because we need to understand what does the soul wants. Soul needs deep love. Soul needs deep happiness. The thirst of the soul is for the infinity. The thirst of the soul is for the divine union. But when the union doesn't take place at the level of spirit, the soul will try to seek that experience at the level of body. And this is a trap. Body itself is a trap. The pleasures of the body, the happiness of the body, that will bring the soul down. And soul consciousness will deteriorate into body consciousness. So SC will turn into BC. So this BC will manifest in the form of BC talks, BC vision, BC vritti. That's why morning hours are very, very important. That is the starting of the day. That is the starting of the day. And the start of the day should be very, very strong, very, very powerful. As is the day, so will be the effect throughout the day. So, the moment we open the eyes at Amrit Vela, our meeting with God starts. And the more powerful we have this experience, the day cannot escape from the effect of that experience. So, the starting should be very, very strong, very, very powerful. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, Yatharth Yad, the real, the true remembrance is when you forget the body, you get detached from the body and think of yourself as soul. This is the real remembrance, where the consciousness of the body is lost and you become just a point source of light and you travel up above. This is elements, five elements. This is the world of five elements. So you travel above to the world of spirit. And here you have that divine union, divine experience, super sensuous, supernatural, super null experience. The rapture, the ecstasy, the joy, the bliss. Do I get such super sensuous happiness at Amrit Vela? That's the question one should ask. Amrit Vela is not just talking with Baba or just sharing with him. It is about entering in this stage of total bodilessness, total incorporeal stage, where you feel as if you are becoming one with him. The soul is becoming one with him. And gradually all the thoughts reduce in this stage. This is the stage where there are minimal thoughts. So, when this stage is experienced, where the soul and the supreme soul, they become one, then, just as if something is put into the fire, all the qualities of the fire will come into that thing. In the similar manner, soul doesn't get destroyed, but everything which is in the Supreme Soul flows into the soul. So you become like the Supreme Soul. And this experience will, the more powerful this experience, the more will be the effect on the day. And what effect it will have? First, your thoughts will get affected. Thoughts would not remain insulated. They will get affected by this experience. This is a very strong spiritual experience of union with, and they will have their powerful effect on all thoughts. Sankalp. In today's Baba, Murli Baba said, people believe this is the world of Sankalp. Sankalp. So, when the thoughts are influenced, gradually the everything in life, everything which is in life will get influenced. Words will get influenced. Our actions will get influenced. Our behavior will get influenced. Our relationships, connections, contacts, everything will have the effect of this divine experience. These all things will get spiritualized. Everything which is material will turn into spiritual. The words will have a divine tinge. The words would be powerful. The actions would be powerful. The behavior would be powerful. Our drishti, which has a tendency to see body, will become spiritual. Vritti, attitude, perspective, our habits, our sanskars, our intellect will become divine. Everything. Our listening, eating, writing, everything, touching. The touch will have divinity in it. So, whatever that happens at Amrit Vela will have its effect throughout the day. Our feelings, our emotions, our imaginations, visualizations, our awareness, our dreams. So everything will get influenced. So the day is in our hand. We can control the day by controlling the Amrit Vela. If Amrit Vela is lost, the day is lost. So the maximum focus, the main focus should be on Amrit Vela. And what is the best way to get up early in the morning at Amrit Vela? To sleep early. And the greatest temptations of the Maya are at night. They don't allow you to sleep early. You will remember 100 things to do. Calling, the digital attractions, they become exacerbated. So, what should be the ideal time for sleeping? 9 is the best time. So that you can get up at 2. This is the best time. If not 9, then 9:30. If not 9:30, 10. Now don't cross this. Bus, don't cross this. If this is crossed, then this will get affected. This is the most powerful time. Even Brahmins are sleeping, so Baba is free. You need things from him, no? Yeah? So, this is a very powerful time, from 2 to 3:30. This is the very powerful time for yoga. Wherever you are, this time, V hours, these are known as V hours. V hours, morning hours, Brahma Murt, Amrit, Amrit is nectar, the nectar hours, where there is total silence in the atmosphere. So in this silence, in this sibilance, you know sibilance? What is sibilance? That voice which is heard at night. That noise, you know, insects and all that. You hear that voice. That voice is known as sibilance. In that sibilance, in that silence, in that solitude, to have meeting with God. That is the best time for Amrit Vela. After 3:30, then the entire Brahmin world is awaking. And Baba becomes extremely busy with their demands, their complaints about Brahmin family, their wants, and their life stories. Everybody has a big life story to tell Baba early in the morning. If you go to any friend, he will listen one day, twice, thrice. And if you tell him the same story 4 times, he will find out ways to run away. But you have been telling your story to Baba from so many years, but still He sits and listens to you with patience. So making our Vritila powerful. Not just the quality, but the quantity also. The duration also. You should have enough time to spend. Just get up at 4 o'clock and rush to Baba. In 10 minutes you become bodiless. In next 10 minutes you are reaching Baba. In next 10 minutes you are having some spiritual experiences, and the very moment there is a traffic control at 4:45. Finish. Gone. Time finishes. So what experience you had? And throughout the day, one cannot have that experience, what one is getting at Amritvela. Once Amritvela is gone, is gone. Here Baba is saying the same thing. There are some children who try to draw Baba's love. They attempt to pull the power of love. But as they continue to battle, the time finishes. And once the time finishes, you don't want to do the same thing again. Now you have other tasks to do. You have tea to drink. You have walk. You have some exercises. You have calls. And you have other appointments, engagements. So best time when you have nothing to do is Amritvela. Sit. Get lost in His love. Get merged in His love. Just as rivers are getting merged in ocean. So that His qualities, His virtues, His form become your form. What He is, you become that. Spirits. The love is so powerful that they are able to merge Baba within themselves. Just as the father is incorporeal sotru, the child is incorporeal. So to be completely lost in Baba, to merge means to have experience of having an equal form. So this is known as fiery volcanic yoga, where one loses the consciousness of the body and the soul flies out of the body and becomes one with God. Do I get such experience? This is the question to be asked. Am I having such experience every Amritvela? And as I said, just as you get such experience at Amritvela, the similar experience will come back to you in the evening yoga also. This will affect evening yoga. And this will affect your sleeping pattern. The way you go to sleep now. That is the result of the Amritvela. That's why, as I said, to control on Amritvela means to control the day. If you want the day at your beck and call, you have to take the reins in your hand. So this is today's work, effort. Om Shanti.